Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a trend presentation from April 2018. Miss Sophie Bramel, independent journalist, presents Performance Sleepwear for 24/7 Recovery.
Welcome to this Performance Day's panel discussion. We will be discovering and discussing performance sleepwear. And we have some very interesting speakers. Andrea Abbati from Resistex and Tecnofilati and Human Wellness, and Roberto Teixeira from Devon Chemicals. So please sit down and...
Thank you.
For those who work in performance, in the performance market, we're used to talking about performance running clothes, performance fitness, performance and ski wear, and we thought that we covered everything. But now, there's a new market that's emerging. I'll admit that we're in the early days of this area, which is the possibility of developing performance sleepwear. So we have 24/7 performance, but here it'd be more of a recovery market anyway. So here we are. The question is, what kind of materials, what kind of functions should be considered if we develop sleepwear, performance sleepwear? And my speakers will present themselves and their company. Andrea, you're the spinner, so you can start. And there's you have a few slides that you can, there,
this one.
To go forward, yeah.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Andrea Abbati, and I'm the CEO and founder of the Abbati Group. Abbati Group is the family holding composed by three companies, Abbafil, Tecnofilati, and Human Wellness. Abbafil is the oldest company specializing in the production of the traditional specialty and technical yarn. Tecnofilati is specialized in technical yarn, and we use and produce the special fiber as stainless steel, silver, bioceramic, carbon, and copper that have special functionality in the garment. Human Wellness is the last company that we found in the 2013, and it has created and developed the shapewear line of garment under the brand Be Good. And in our range product, we use the special yarn, Dermofibra Bio Thread and Dermofibra Cosmetics.
These are yarns that you developed specifically for this brand?
Yes, for these brands we have developed two kinds of yarn. One is 100% polyester, and we put inside of the master batch the organic crystal as titanium, silicium, magnesium, zincum, other product that are they are able to reflect back to the body the warm when you wear the garment. And the worm is far infrared rays that is able to penetrate inside of the skin, the first layer of the skin, and stimulating microcirculation and the blood flow.
Right. Okay.
The dermofibra cosmetics is the new technology because we have combined the bioinfrared with the microcapsules charged with active ingredients, and together inside of the same yarn. The dermofibra cosmetics is 50% polyester and 50% polyamide.
Oh.
We have two different kind of fiber.
In the same yarn?
In the same yarn, yes.
Wow.
This is the new generation of the product that we study. Usually we study the new yarn in Tecnofilati, and then we use also for the garment in the Human Wellness.
All right, so Roberto, your turn.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Robert Teixeira. I'm the R&D manager of Devon. Devon, it's a Belgian company with headquarters in a city called Rons. It's south of Kent. But we have four main locations, actually. We have also office in the, and labs in Portugal, in England, and also in the US. And what do we do at Devon? We actually develop specialty chemicals, so we are a chemical company that we develop specialist chemicals that are added as an additives to the textile fabrics or yarns, and those additives will bring a new function to the fabric, to the final fabric. That's the idea.
And these are additives that can be added to the fiber or to the fabric.
Both. It depends on the additive, but both. Okay. And this slide here represents in a nutshell, let's say, our five business units that we have nowadays. The first one, protection. It's mainly about flame retardancy products. The second one, performance, is related with the topic of this conference today. And then we have thermoregulation. It's about cooling effects, health and wellness. That's related with what's I'm explaining here now. And then fibers and yarns. This is more additives for extrusion of master batch to use on the extrusion line.
Okay. That's.
And let's say what we are here presenting today.
So this is the new product that you're introducing.
This is a new product. Historically at Devon, we develop capsules, micro capsules, and we develop a way to bind these capsules to the textile fabrics. And we have a unique way because we bind these capsules direct to the fibers without using a coating. So we allow the textile to breathe and keep its also the flexible properties. So that's what we allow with our microcapsules. And along the years, we start with the phase change materials inside of the capsules, and we evolved. At the moment, we have a vast range of products, and we have, for example, vitamin E and vitamin C as a good antioxidant actives inside of the capsules. And lately, we develop this specialty capsule that contains Q10. Inside Q10, it's a very powerful antioxidant in one hand, but in the second hand, it's also a very powerful energizing for your body. So we as a human, in our metabolic systems, we produce Q10 along in our life. All of our organs have Q10, but the problem is when we age, these Q10 levels start to decrease. So we develop these capsules containing this Q10 to keep our body with high levels of Q10. And of course, if we keep our body with high levels of Q10, let's say our energy production, because Q10 interacts with our cells in the power plant of factories of our cells, so inside of the mitochondria, and enters, it gets involved in the production energy of our body, and helps that production energy to be more effective. And being more effective, we gain more energy, and we also recover fast.
Right.
So that's.
This is where this product can be useful at nighttime, because the effect it'll have a longer effect if we're wearing something for a long time, the clothing.
Nighttime. It was also historical at Devon. We have, let's say, we have been successful. We have successful business in bedding market. So that was the starting point for our, let's say, market idea on this. But it's a good environment to release these antioxidants, because we have a long exposure contact. So we have 7-8 hours of sleep. But in fact, it's not only beddings. If we think, for example, of a shapewear, but or anything else actually that we that is in contact with our skin for 3-4 hours, that allows enough time. Okay. For to rub our capsules to release this Q10 into the into our
body.
Skin,
yeah.
And this because we found out with some in vivo studies in vitro studies in the lab, where we use pig skin as a model compound that is related with our skin, and we found out that we need 3 to 4 hours to completely absorb this active ingredient until that from the outer layer until the bloodstream, so it completely pass through the skin layer.
Yeah, but this is also something that is not specific to the usual markets that Performance Days works in. In that, if you're going skiing, you can go skiing for 8 hours. But if you're going to go for a run or for a fitness class, it can be an hour and a half, or you know. So we're talking about everyday wear and then night wear, I guess.
What this graph shows is that we need 4 hours. More or less to have a 100% absorption from the outer layer of our skin to the bloodstream. But that doesn't mean that if we have 1 hour, there is no absorption.
Okay.
And of course, if there is absorption already, even, let's say, that 20% absorption or 30% absorption, that will already contribute to the energizing of the body.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's as long as better, but if it's short time, it's not necessary.
There can still be an effect.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you have anything more to add to your presentation?
Well, something important for us is that when we look for the market, we did a research global market what would be the next thing in the textiles, and we believe that nowadays people are more aware about the health benefits and wellness benefits. So we believe this is a focus area for the next years.
Yeah.
And we with our product Q10, we made a partnership with a pharmaceutical company, a Japanese pharmaceutical company, that was able to supply us this Q10 in a stable form that is the ubiquinol form. It's more active, and it's also is easily absorbed by our bodies, which is important.
Mm.
And we work together with them to be more effective when we deliver this.
So it's a unique. You're the only company to supply this type of chemical or chemistry in microcapsule form.
For textiles.
Okay. All right. Just let me get back to Tecnofilati, because I was reading up on your company before this presentation, and you make a lot of the company works for technical applications, including mattresses.
Yeah.
So what's your experience in the mattress field, or what products are being developed for mattresses today that could possibly be applied to clothing or
But the fiber that usually are used in the mattress fabric are bioceramic.
Bioceramic, okay.
Yeah, carbon, copper, and silver for the antibacterial effect. In this product could be used also in the other application, for example, for the sleepwear, because some customer use the bioceramic for the ability to stimulating the microcirculation and relaxing the muscles during the night.
Well, this is the image that I showed here is from Under Armour, and they launched performance sleepwear last September, so which is really for recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. What? Bioceramic is indicated also for the recovery, because is able to reflect back to the body the far infrared rays.
Right, it has a detox effect or something, no?
Yes,
it
detox and also relax the muscles and improve the blood circulation, and the during the night the sleep is better.
Right.
Better.
Right. Yeah.
In UN Wellness, we have developed a special loungewear. We prefer to call loungewear, because you can use after the work when you come back in the home, and also you can use like a pyjamas that combine the far infrared rays properties and the microcapsules charged with a special ingredient, active ingredient, has vitamin A, vitamin E, aloe, and also caffeine for the cosmetic sake.
Right. These are products that Devan also develops, right?
Well, as far as I understood, there's the release mechanism is different, so which
oh,
can be
it?
Quite complementary.
Okay.
Devan capsules are let's say they release by friction, so the our movement break the capsules,
right.
And then the actives are released. And as far as I understood, in your case, it's temperature.
In our cases, is the temperature of the skin.
Okay.
When the temperature is about 35 degrees, the micro capsules release the ingredient inside. This is the intelligent way to have the minimum waste of the ingredient.
Of the active.
Yes, the active.
Ah,
yes.
Okay. So, getting back to Devan, you mentioned so that one of the functions of Q10 is to boost energy.
Yep.
I still have a hard time understanding how that works. Because, so our cells produce, they produce energy, they produce heat, right?
Or well, let's say our cells, it's a complex system. And inside of our cells, there's the mitochondria. And mitochondria are they are the energy producing sites of our cells. It's like the power plants of our cells. And they produce energy. So that's the role of the mitochondria in our body. And they produce energy in the form of ATP. ATP is a molecule that's related with energy in our body. That's a complex system, a biological complex system for that. And what the Q10 does, the Q10 enters in that ATP cycle. It gives electrons and stabilizes this cycle, and it turns it more efficient. And by turning it more efficient, the cell with the same capacity or with the same effort will produce much more energy. So this is one of...
So it's an optimizing.
It's an optimizing effect with the mitochondria. And at same time, the Q10 can also protect the mitochondria and our cells against oxidation and against the stress, like UV light, aging effects,
and free radicals
and etc. And I'm thinking in a study that we didn't do it, but our partner did, the Kaneka, the pharmaceutical company, where they did an in vitro study where they measure the levels of energy produced by our cells, by human skin cells at the fibroblasts, and they show that when the Q10 was added to the system, to these in vitro cells, the production of energy was much higher when compared with non-use. So there is a clear effect on the.
And so this has an effect on, I guess, or regeneration of cells and our biological functions? Does it have an effect on physical performance, like speed, endurance? This may be way down the road, but...
We don't want, to sell the dreams and go too far, but all of our performance is related with energy production. So it's like a car. So in a car, you have an engine, you have an electric engine, or if you want to be more green, or a diesel, or so it's the same. So the cells and mitochondria are the energy producing. So if we facilitate that with additives, which is the Q10, will empower our body to produce more energy and to recover faster. And of course, in terms of physical energy, that will contribute, of course.
Yeah. Well, because going back to the bioceramics, the far infrared reflecting materials, I remember when they first appeared, and Tecnofilati must have been one of the first ones to launch these products. There was a lot of talk of the effects on endurance, performance, speed, etc., and the medical studies and the sports athletic studies. that have finally come on board, but recently, like in 2010, 2011, 2012, that the ones that I've seen have shown that the cosmetic effects of bioceramic materials are proven, and they do smooth the skin, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that, where we didn't expect bioceramics to function, they did. And in the performance category, I was told that only for the top athletes was the effect statistically relevant. Mm.
Our study are concentrated in the cosmetic effect.
Yeah.
Because Emanuele's produce the shapewear for the cosmetic textile. But in the sports activity, the bioceramic is very interesting because is able to have the recover effect very, very quickly. Because
right.
The stimulating of the microcirculation is one method to have the best recover. For the performance, in the sports, I don't know. We have no tests.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yes, it's
in France,
difficult.
they've done tests with Olympic athletes, and so they could acrobats could hold a headstand, you know, a second or
yes,
two
but,
more.
If we think that the result that we obtain in the cosmetic textile are very significant because all concept is around the microcirculation.
Right.
Because if you are able to stimulating the microcirculation, our body is composed by 70% of water, and the water is the a particular structure that is able to put with the other organism inside of the blood and create the macromolecule that don't improve but is stop the circulation of the blood. I don't know if I understand, sorry, because my English is not very, very good. The problem is that the water inside of the body is normally produce the
macromolecule.
Yes,
yeah.
And if you have the little space is very difficult to go.
Okay,
on.
So okay. It won't flow. All right.
Yes, on the floor. Yeah. The far infrared rays is able to broke
okay.
this.
They break the big molecules.
Yes.
Okay.
And the concept is the same in the cosmetic textile and in the sports.
Okay. Same workings. All right.
I think I haven't any test.
Okay.
In sports.
Yeah, I'm keeping it. I know that you have a flight to take.
Yeah, sorry.
And I want to open up questions to the floor. I also have a few others, so but please go ahead.
Is it hello? Can you hear me?
Hold it close to you.
Okay. I have a question regarding to the loungewear that you said about the what kind of raw material is polyester?
It's 50% polyester and 50%
polyamide. Also that one?
Yeah.
Okay, because polyester is not too comfortable for sleeping.
Yes, but it's particle polyester. Because it
50%?
Charges with yes, it's only 50% and but our customers are satisfied to the feeling that they have when we are our product. I forget to take one sample.
Yes, they forgot samples.
Because when I think about polyester for sleeping,
yes, no, but we have also the special kind of yarn because it's not the flat yarn. It's have the particular working on the surface and is very softly. Is more similar to the polyamide.
And another question is regarding to the microcapsules. How when they started for reducing the effectiveness because we have to wash.
Yeah.
So after how many washes they start?
I think this is a good question for both.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Our macro capsules are different than the micro capsules.
At Devon.
Yes, because the first one is inside of the yarn and on the surface,
mm-hmm.
and they work not during the rubbing or the. The rubbing only when it is in contact with the skin.
Yes.
Our concept is to combine the far infrared rays cosmetic effect with the microcapsules. When the microcapsules effect are finished, the far infrared rays continue to have the effect. Our product is permanent. The effect of our product. The macro capsule during about 100 washes.
100 washes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And this was a question I had for you also, yeah. Roberto. This has been a traditional weak point for microcapsule technologies. So how long, how many washes and...
Everything depends on how much active you release to the system. In our case, the capsules are 90% of active ingredient and just 10% of polymeric shell. Still, we bind the capsules to the fiber, so they have a very high adherence to the fiber, so they are not washed out during the laundry. But of course, there is breakage and the use of the textile, and also the wash machine can break the capsules. So what we found so far is that after 15 washes, we still have, if we start, for example, from a performance at 100%, after 15, we have 70% still active. And then when we increase to 20%, 20 washes, we decrease that to 40, 50%. But so this is from the initial loading of the fabric. So what we also suggest to our customers is that they take our product, they put our product together when they in a wash machine, they put in the wash machine, and when they are cleaning the fabric, they recharge the fabric.
Recharge,
and
okay.
That can have a continuous feeding of these actives.
Okay. Thank you. Any more questions? All right. So I have a few. So I was surprised to see that a company that is a spinner would launch a consumer-facing brand. And so you've been since 2013, so you have 5 years. What's your experience? What have you learned about going all the way to the consumer and with regards to how to sell performance features, what kind of functions do consumers understand best? Any feedback?
Yeah, no, we start in the 2013, and during these four or five years, we learn a lot of the product and the response of the market. We start only with the four product, one legging, one capri, one shirt, and maybe one pants, and now we have 25 products in different color. It's very interesting because there is a very interesting in this kind of product in the cosmetotextile because it's very easy. You wear the product and you go out in the office or during the daily you have the wearable beauty treatment. We define this product wearable beauty treatment 24 hours 7 days because you wake up, you wear the legging or the shirt, and then you can go in the gym with the sports because we have also the sport collection, and in the night you can wear the loungewear and you completely the day. No, it's very interesting. Okay. The market is very reactive.
Yeah. Well, I had my last question for Roberto was on this is where I feel your product, it's a very interesting product, but it's a bit complicated to explain. Do you feel that this could be maybe a hurdle, or I mean, this getting this Q10, you know, what it does, getting that message across to consumers?
Well, yes and no. Yes, because it's indeed talking about ATP, mitochondria, et cetera, that can be quite complex. And no, let's say, because nowadays there is more awareness about the health and performance of the people. And then there is also cosmetic brands that that put creams with Q10.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So this it's is all kind over of the place a trend.
So start people start to associate it and to also read about about that because so they want to let's say to be to have a healthier life. So but of course,
and I guess brands can look at how cosmetic companies have marketed Q10 to adapt maybe to also, textiles also, and
but
clothing.
With a textile and it's a different perspective to look at. What we talked about cosmetics and what if we think on the cosmetic brand, how much Q10 they put in the skin. Actually, we made some calculations and we let's say per square meter of textile fabric treated with our capsules. We have the equivalent of 2 years dose, of singular day, everyday dose of these creams on the face. So that's what the amount that we put per square meter of a textile in our typical concentration levels.
Wow.
And this, there is no problem. Because there is no saturation with Q10, there's some, let's say, vitamins that if we have saturation, that can be negative for our body. But with the Q10 and the ubiquinol as a easily absorbable form of it, there's never that problem involved. Actually, as more as better.
So this is another case where wearing a textile is better than putting cream on the skin.
Well, it can be complementary. One doesn't let's say eliminate both, but it depends, of course, person by person. With a textile, if you have a bed sheet treated with the Q10, you don't need to worry about putting the cream. So, me as a man, it's because I don't spend too much time, taking care of myself. That's a easy of peace in the mind. So that's also what textiles can provide.
Okay, great. Has anyone thought up a last question for our speakers? All right, so I think you should be catching your plane, train, or whatever. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming also to listen to this Performance Day presentation.
Thank you.
Have a good show.
Grazie mille.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you.
Super.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright April 2018 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.